This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Welcome to our Milky Monday, where this week Lee Melke checks in with High Ground Dairy's Lucas Feast. Lee?
Lucas, we got a look at China's October import data last week. What are the highlights?
Certainly, Chinese import demand continued strong into October. Combined dairy imports into the country remained up almost 6% year over year for all dairy product categories. That was driven primarily by whole milk powder volumes that continued strong. It was the strongest October whole milk powder imports since 2013, with both New Zealand and Australia, however, capturing those gains. Unfortunately, Chinese whole milk powder imports from the U.S. were essentially nothing, just one metric ton of product coming from the U.S. after the trade war started to have impacts, but down from more than 1,300 metric tons seen in 2017 in October.
Ouch.
Ouch for sure, Lee. If we move into SMP, those volumes did dip slightly below prior year, but that came after what High Ground assumes is higher buying into September, so just kind of a shift in demand overall there. Other products, specifically from the U.S. point of view, while the U.S. continues to be the number one market share country for whey products, the African swine fever continues to devastate China's hog herd. No new information there, though. So even though U.S. remains the top supplier overall with more than 60% market share, those total whey imports were down on a continued basis and down 21% year-to-date, including a decline from product from the U.S.
I see that cheese imports were up considerably, though.
That's true. Cheese has been interesting to watch. Typically, China is a smaller buyer of cheese versus some other Asian countries, but demand continues to climb higher into China. High Ground sees continued growth in cheese over the next several years, kind of slow and steady increases in demand there. Certainly continues to be impressive. Cheese imports in October up 18%, contributing to that year-to-date growth of more than 6% growth in cheese volumes.
Well, hopefully the U.S. and China can get its trade act together and the U.S. dairy industry can benefit from it. Thank you, Lucas. Lucas Fees, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
This is my farm, and on it I'm raising corn. I'm raising soybeans. A little bit of Timothy hay, and sometimes wheat. I'm raising chickens, and a few horses. I'm raising catfish and crappies down at the pond. And if that kid doesn't get his chores done, I'm gonna be raising cane. I'm raising dust every time I rattle down the driveway. Speaking of, I'm raising the transmission on the truck today. Out in the bins, I'm raising pigeons, although I wish I wasn't. And I'm raising money to replace that old barn roof. Someday. But above all that, before everything else, I'm raising my kids.
You're a parent first, farmer second. Do all you can to make your farm safe for children. Visit cultivatesafety.org for help protecting the most important thing you will ever raise.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
The landscape of media has changed, and people are more skeptical than ever about where they get their news and information. While major news outlets show decreasing credibility, your local farm radio station still shows strong marks. In a recent survey, farmers rated information from their farm broadcasters as almost twice as reliable as major news outlets. Farm radio continues to be transparent, honest, and trustworthy. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Looking at our dairy calendar for later this week, the PDPW Dairy Insight Summit is scheduled for this Thursday at the Sheraton Hotel in Madison, Wisconsin. Not too late to register if you're in the area at pdpw.org. We'll preview that tomorrow with Cassandra Strupp from the Professional Dairy Producers. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.